Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gremlins Don't Want Hummus. That was submitted by Chrissy T. T-E-A. November's giveaway is going to be... You all right with this?
Sure.
We're going to fly Gabe to you anywhere in the continental U.S. You might get a trip to Alaska or Hawaii. Where Gabe will do a personal magic show for you and your friends. Just a few magic tricks, you know, in a casual setting. Can't be like somewhere where it's windy. Become a 420 Club member this month to be eligible to win that prize. Gabe, coming to you. I love that. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. October's giveaway is a loot crate box signed by me and including lots of fun stuff, including what I think is a Transformers, nice Transformers bag. So somebody's gonna win this loot crate DX right now, because Gabe's gonna come in with a bunch of names. Look at all these 420 Club members. Thank you to everyone for being a part of it. Wanna mix this up real good. This is not rigged. This election is real. And the winner is Michael Montiel. M-O-N-T-I-E-L. Michael Montiel, you're our winner. Yeah, applaud for Michael. Yeah, and don't forget that you can get $3 off any new Loot Crate subscription by going to lootcrate.com/getdug and use the promo code GETDUG. And I'll be at the Irvine Improv in Irvine, California on December 27th. I'm plugging that one early because that's going to be a fun holiday stand-up show. And you can go to douglovesmovies.com for all my road dates. Enjoy the show! Everybody, it's 19 minutes after the hour, which means it's 420 somewhere in a few seconds.
Damn, 420 somewhere.
So I'm telling my guests to just start smoking something. What's loaded up here for us? This one's got kind of a fun texture. Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
You've got the mini Gandalf right there.
I chose it.
I like
for that.
Ahmed Barucha.
Yeah.
Is that, I pronounced
that's
it right?
That's exactly
first
right.
First try?
Yeah.
And Kasim Ge?
Yeah.
Kasim Ge.
It's G.
Oh, G. There.
Maybe the next
This is your 18th time on the show.
I don't know either.
And I still don't have it down.
That's okay. Thanks for having me. Good
but
to be
back.
But
they're all here and they're all smoking as well.
Ain't know my name. That part.
Right?
Haddish.
Well, how do people say your name wrong?
People say it
wrong. Do they say Haddish?
They be like, Haddish?
Yeah.
Haddish?
I like that.
That's probably more like over the phone. I don't think they'd be like that to your face, would they?
No, it was mostly over the phone when I used to run track and field.
Oh.
Yeah, they'd be like, and Tiffany Haddish in lane two.
That makes me feel like I'm at home. That's nice.
Wait, what is the G short for that you changed it?
I didn't change it.
I mean, you shortened it.
Gariba. I had to figure it out.
But that one doesn't Gariba. Sound tough.
What
but
is that?
Spelled out is
it's
probably
Jordanian.
Tough.
Jordanian.
Gariba.
Yeah. So that's you're when I hear Haddish. Haddish. I want to say.
I say Haddish.
I want to say Haddish. Haddish.
That's how my daddy said it.
Yeah. Oh, is he a
Where's
Muslim?
Your dad from?
No, he's from Ethiopia. Eritrea, actually.
How does your dad say Barucha?
Shit, if I know, I never heard him say it before.
All right.
I don't even know what a Barucha is.
Well, you're sitting next to
Neither
one.
Neither do we. We don't actually know.
Oh, that's his name. I thought it was a sex toy.
Maybe.
Oh, wow. Get that Barucha out of your coocha. it's past 4:20 now in places like Denver, Colorado, Salt Lake City, Utah, Edmonton, Canada. So hello to all of those folks. Belize.
Belize is
Yeah, people are watching us in Belize. And it's 4:20 in the morning in like Bangladesh and part of Russia. Russia's big like us, lots of time zones.
My dad lived in Bangladesh.
For reals?
Yeah.
What's the weed situation like there? Is it severely illegal?
Probably, yeah. I don't know. I don't think he smokes. I don't think he ever tried.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of drugs there.
I'm pretty sure your daddy did drugs.
Oh.
Whoa.
Do you know my daddy?
I'm just saying.
No, I mean, I'm sure at some point.
I'm just saying, if we go by how old you are, and then we go by how old your daddy is, and what era he was growing up in, and in Bangladesh, where there was probably like... It's probably turn up time. You know what I'm saying? And that's like where they grow the good shit over there. I'm just saying, your daddy done smoked some.
Doesn't
weed.
I think it probably grows wild there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably from there.
Yeah.
Probably put it on his okra and stuff, you know?
Yeah. He does like okra.
No, my dad loves okra.
Yeah, I love okra.
No, my dad, I love okra.
No, I cook the best okra. If you want some good okra, y'all should come to my house.
Let's wrap this up. We're going to Tiffany's for okra.
Yeah. I love it.
You know, okra has a lot of healing properties.
Oh, I bet.
Just like weed. Mm-hmm. Okay. It helps with diabetes. Mm-hmm. Helps with skin issues. If you got bad acne, you smoke a little weed and then you eat a raw okra.
I'll say it right here. I'll take my glasses off for sincerity's sake. Everybody vote to legalize okra.
It's been too long.
Yeah. The sativa we're smoking on today is organic strawberry OG. Mm. And the indica is called Soul Assassin.
Which one is that one?
That's in the smaller bag. Less Soul Assassin in your life than the organic strawberry.
Where do I pour this
out
like
at? Gamer?
Well, we got a Poke Bowl right here. Let me open up this magical thing. Little clamshell beauty.
Oh,
and just
that's
go like
nice.
This right on there. Bing, 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 bing.
And,
cleans it all out.
That's
bottom's
dope.
All rubber.
Yeah.
Go to pokeball.com and get something off your order if you drop my name.
Nice. I need one of those. That's dope.
Yeah, and but you can just load up. You want some indica?
I'll try that.
You want to try the soul assassin?
Yeah, you know, usually
I... you can't blame me for murdering your soul.
Well, first off, my soul have to be alive.
Oh. Interesting perspective.
I might be dead a little bit. I might be dead a little bit already.
Did you have a good Halloween?
I mean, it was cool.
You a big candy eater?
No, not a big candy. I had some grapes and stuff.
Oh, you like grapes?
I saw you got a surplus of grapes. Yeah, is this one house that you trick-or-treated? Is this all about grapes?
Fucking love fruit, man.
You just walked in with a bunch of grapes.
Yeah, that's how I get down.
Wait, but you ate those specifically on Halloween, or you just eat grapes normally?
I ate grapes on Halloween because that's a good luck thing. I don't know if you know that.
Really?
You're supposed to eat. That.
But you have to swallow them whole.
You have to eat grapes with seeds in them on Halloween day so that the boogeyman don't eat you alive.
Who told you that?
And now you're just finishing the grapes because you're not the person who wastes things.
Well, now
you bought too many grapes to get rid of all the demons.
No, I ate grapes with seeds in them yesterday. Today, I'm eating seedless grapes to help flush out the seeds that's inside of them.
What do you eat tomorrow to flush out the regular
seed.
Grapes?
I get it.
A raisin?
Coming together.
You eat raisins tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'll eat raisins.
Yeah.
To get rid of those shriveled demons.
Wait, but where did you find
the older,
this
wrinkly demons?
Is this like passed down through your family, or like, do you have like a weird...
Is this
a
Hadish tradition?
No.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Are you not from Louisiana?
No, I'm from South Central Los Angeles, baby.
Oh, all right.
Where are you
I
from?
I drove through there once.
Where are you from?
I'm from, you know where Newbury Park is, Thousand Oaks?
Yes.
That's the opposite.
Yes.
South Central LA.
I know, totally. It's like awesome over there.
Yeah.
Speaking of awesome things, you're an awesome actress because I've seen you in a few things.
You've been watching
me. And you don't act anything like you do in real life. You are a completely different person. Like this person right here, I cannot picture you in a cop uniform, but in the actual motion picture, you pull it off.
Well, you know, I know a lot of police. Smoke weed as long as I have, you're gonna meet some police, man.
Ahmed is a very funny comedian who has been, this is his first time on the show.
Yeah.
You're the newbie today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So we have to do your high history a little bit.
Ooh. Okay.
Own high history.
We have to ask you the question.
Yeah.
you know, how did you get into it? What was your first time smoking weed?
I didn't smoke or drink till I was like 25.
Nice.
So that was weird.
Alcohol or weed?
Yeah.
And you discover them both at the same time?
Around the same time, and I thought I would like weed more at first, but at first it like freaked me out. So then I would drink more.
Sure.
And then one day I just switched and I was like, oh, that's way better.
So you don't drink at all?
I drink, but yeah. Like I prefer
pot. Weed's
pot.
The thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's more
relaxing.
Did you
know that alcohol can give you whiskey dick?
Mm-hmm. I did know that.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. Why?
That's why weed is better.
And I'm known for
that
my
one. That one I have heard. I feel like I have read the same one.
I just
one
want
that
you to know that for future reference.
Have you ever come across that?
Yes.
Yeah, whiskey dick. It's never good to hear that. It's never good words. From you or someone else.
I feel like if you're drinking, you'll at least get to the point where you'll find out somebody has whiskey dick, you know? But if you're high, no one's gonna, they'll just fall asleep and watch Netflix. And
we get sleepy dick.
Yeah, you just sleep.
That still doesn't sound so
good.
Do you
get horny if you smoke?
Depends on who's around.
Okay.
But most of the time.
Like,
now? No.
If we were there.
If I was at home alone watching, like, Luke Cage, I'd be horny as hell.
Yeah.
We all would.
Luke Cage, yeah.
I could come feed you grapes while you watch Luke Cage.
Will you have a shirt on?
Yeah, you want me with a shirt on.
Yeah.
Unless you're into rib cages.
Nah. I am. I like rib cages.
Yeah, it's a nice spaced
rib.
You
got abs, though?
No.
You don't have no abs?
No, I'm on a show that we get high. Yeah, I'm not physical in any way.
So you don't have abs? I mean, if you got rib cage showing, there should be some abdominal showing.
No.
Just have, like, ribs
and, like,
just
a
like
little belly with hair in the middle.
You must do some activity. You could be totally fat.
Really? I play games, like Rocket League video games. Mm-hmm. That's hand-eye coordination.
That's how you stay your ribs.
Now, I think in the future, we're not going to need to be physical, you know, at all.
Yeah,
I don't even leave the house for groceries anymore. And why do you think aliens are so small and skinny? They don't need strength. Yeah. Their brains grew.
Right, they're just smart enough to have their brains do everything.
Exactly. Mm. So that's what I'm shooting for.
You haven't been on YouTube at all.
Not recently, yeah.
Because depending on who get in office, it's going to be some shit happening around here. We're going to be running. I mean, I might be.
Yeah, I might.
Come on.
What? Was that... So you want...
That was a political...
You think no matter who wins, there's going to be problems, you think?
There's always going to be
problems.
Oh, it's
a political conversation.
I don't think there'll be violence if Trump wins. I think it'll just be weird.
It's going to be
weird.
Violence.
It's very weird.
It's going to be violence, man.
Just like, what's Obama going to do on the way out with Trump waiting in the wings?
Yeah, I hope
he might pass something
chair.
To make it illegal to be Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I hope he, like, fucked some shit up in the White House.
Obama? Did, like, break something?
Donald walks in, shit's broken everywhere. Oh, sorry, Malia had a fit.
Sweet for Rock
Obama. The dog's just shit.
That was good, actually. I was surprised at how good it was.
Because I just did not look back. I just tried it. If I wanted to do it again, I probably couldn't.
Yeah. That was great.
That was hilarious.
Listen. when Malia doesn't get her way,
lipstick on.
She starts to write. So the state of pot is still Washington, D.C. Every week in, week out, we do this show, and per capita, the most people watching are in Washington, D.C.
Hey, cool.
Yeah. And then a bunch of states that have legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
Vermont.
Are they putting us on some kind of list or something?
I don't think so. I mean, that's been an argument a lot of people have had, but fortunately, it might even be one of the pot topics today.
Pot topic!
The. if all these states that are having, you know, people vote on next Tuesday for marijuana issues, there's 9 of them total. If all of them actually pass, or even half of them, the feds have to really stop and go, you know, stop and really look at just going ahead and legalizing it.
Would they do that?
Which save a lot of people a lot of time and money if they just did that. And I know.
I feel like they should have done that already. The way things are going. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. But they haven't done it already because everybody's politically frightened, you know, like. Everyone would be super against the legalization of marijuana if Barack Obama said he was into it.
Yeah.
Then it would get ugly. Like, right now, nobody cares. Yeah. Nobody's, like, mad at marijuana. There's a few groups out there, like, probably alcohol companies, but which also makes no sense because drinking and smoking...
Go hand in hand.
Plenty of people do both. Yeah. It's not like suddenly, no one's drinking anymore. They're just getting high, calling it a day.
Right. It'd be tobacco companies that would get mad. But
tobacco,
think about,
too, yeah.
And the prison system would be very upset because they would have to release so many people.
Yeah. They'd save, would save a lot of money, but then there'd be empty prisons. So, yeah, so that's another.
And then we have,
that's another
then we'd
problem.
Have to create more jobs. Now we got people that went to jail just for smoking weed out in the streets that know how to be criminals because they was with real criminals.
That's the truth.
Right. They get an education in prison. It's better than college.
Right. On how to do
you
crime.
Don't owe anything afterwards.
No, that
prison should be like, that's $40,000 for those 4 years of learning we gave you.
But they learn them how to do crime, though.
Who's the guy in The Night Of?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it that way, but yes.
The Night Of, the guy, the Nas show, the Night
yeah,
Of.
Nas Ahmed.
The black guy in that jail is the smartest black I've ever seen in shows.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He's prison smart. He learned everything the hard way. And now he's teaching young Nas how to survive.
Yeah, he was really gracious with his teaching.
That part.
Kind.
Yeah.
I was just adding on to how, you know, black guys are smart.
All people are kind of smart.
Yeah.
And some are dumb.
On first glance, this might look more like a coffee drinking show. All the mugs in the air. But we're already up to our first break. We'll see you guys in a few minutes.
I was sitting there, like, freaked out. And the writer, Seth Meyers, running, came with a script, hands it to me, slams it, you know, and I'm like shaking. And there's no video. Oh, it's awful. And Jenna's like, there's no video. Just, I point to you, just start talking. So she points to me, and I read the thing again. I trip over a couple words. It's a long thing. It was like 3 pages. And I trip over some, I'm doing it. And I finish. Oh. And I sit down, and Pardo is in the booth with me the whole time, and I sat on his lap, and he goes, hey, get off of me! Don, I'm sorry. And then he went, it's Saturday Night Live! I was like, Don, you were there the whole time! Like, the whole time I was shitting my pants, like, oh, fuck! Don was just sitting there like an old elevator attendant, you know, like, waiting to do his thing, and then get back on a plane to Florida,
People think I don't like China. I love China. I sold an apartment for $55 million to a Chinese gentleman.
He's got foreign policy. He's got experience on TV. He's got towers made of gold. His thoughts on Mexican shore are bold.
They're rapists.
Everything is gonna be class A in 2016 through 2024. The only one is Trump. Trump. Yeah, Trump and Trump, Trump and he Trump. Trump. Yeah, the man for the job is Trump. Trump.
And he's saving the world and he's making the books.
And he's gonna be the president.
And certainly I trust him to be a leader of the free world.
Hey, we're back with Tiffany and Ahmed and Kasim. And I want to talk about all of the places where people can vote. Next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
When's our next show? Do we have a next show lined up? Because we might not be on again before it's time to get out there and vote.
Wow.
And,
this is important.
This is right?
We're on an important episode.
I mean, if you're in one of these 9 states and you like weed and you don't know about this yet, I would be kind of shocked, but never hurts to have positive reinforcement.
Right. Tell them.
Yeah. Arizona. I was tweeting with some people about it today. Vote yes on Prop 2. These are all vote yes, by the way. Let's just say that right now. There's none where it's confusing, like you gotta vote no if you mean yes. They're all yeses. So you wanna vote for Prop 205 for recreational marijuana in Arizona. California is Prop 64 for recreational marijuana. Maine is the Maine marijuana legislation measure, so that's gonna be easy to find. Also known as question one, that's recreational. Massachusetts is question four for recreational, and Nevada is question two for recreational. So that's five states might, as of next week, be places where you could smoke weed
like
legally.
Like Colorado style.
In addition to Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and D.C.
That's great.
That is great.
So that's such a good chunk that really is going to push forward this, the idea of legalizing it federally, or certainly stop this idea that federally it's completely illegal still.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very weird. And Arkansas is the Medical Cannabis Act for medical, and Florida has the same deal, Amendment 2, North Dakota, Measure 5, and Montana, Initiative 182. But I love Arkansas. I think Arkansas... it may have just recently fallen off of the ballot or something. I heard some weirdness with that. So,
oh, man. I feel like them
still
and Florida.
Go vote anyway, Arkansas.
Yeah.
I don't know about Florida. I don't even know about Arizona. Is Arizona for sure yes?
Well, it's, you know, it's already medical there. So if that passed, I can't imagine it also flipping.
I guess it's their stance on immigration.
Florida's just going for medical. They tried medical before, got like 54, 55% of the vote, maybe even 56. And they needed a supermajority in Florida, so it needed to be 60%. But it passed in the same year. It passed in Oregon and Washington and D.C. with a smaller percentage, more around 50-52. And those places it passed. I've told that story on the show about 80 times.
I love it every time.
Every time Cassie is on,
time.
That story comes out. He just drags it out of
Yeah,
me.
That's
it
the one thing
so
I come for.
It would be so good for the economy if people pass it, because then, like, less people will smoke cigarettes, so then more people will be, like, healthier. Then there'll be more money to be made because there'll be, like, more harvesting of weed, so people can be farmers and have an income. And when they release all them inmates, they can help grow the weed because they probably learned how to do it while they was in jail.
And there's so many, like, places where people are smoking and it's fine, like... So I feel like after that, why don't they just be like, yeah, it seems to be fine.
What about the children?
Some of these kids got ADD. They need
to
weed.
What if a child gets a hold of a marijuana cookie?
He's going to go to sleep.
Right? It's going to be the new, what are they putting the kids in the bottle now? A little scotch?
A little Benadryl. A little bit of Benadryl in the bottle. A little NyQuil.
Put
some NyQuil in that bottle. That baby be sleep so good.
Don't do any of these things to your baby. Don't do that to your baby.
Just put a little tit.
Speaking of jobs, Tiffany, Colorado created more than 18,000 new full-time jobs in the legal marijuana industry and generated $2.4 billion in economic activity in 2015.
What I tell you,
you
man?
You just said it.
I'm saying
it. You say it, then I found some numbers.
It came to me through the heavens, through the top of my brain that came to me, and I said it, and then you read it. That's amazing,
dog.
I'm a unicorn. Fuck.
I like how you like said it earlier, but now you're like, wait, I was right? Now you're so happy that you're right.
Yeah, let's try again. Okay. Hold this up to your forehead. What do you think is going on in Australia right now?
Oh, my God.
I'll give you a hint. It's weed related.
Okay. Well, if I had to think about what's going on in Australia right now with weed, I would say that they probably have found cures for cancer with it, and that they using the stems of the weed plants to make belts and hats. And they figured out a way to turn...
Yeah, keep
you're
going.
Super close. He's super close.
Wow, really?
Yeah, well, because
that's crazy.
Australia passed the Narcotic Drugs Amendment Act, which legalizes the licensing of cannabis cultivation and the production of cannabis and cannabis resins for medicinal and scientific purposes.
Science.
Whoa, so, that was science.
And what do they do in science? They wear belts and
yep.
hats.
They make things.
They make things from science.
They probably gonna make plastic out of it or something.
They're just going to figure out, let's start figuring it out. It's like somebody should do a cover of the song War and change it to Weed. What is it good for?
That
but then
part.
Don't say absolutely nothing. That yeah. would be terrible.
You are?
But you know,
I picked the wrong song to parody.
Yeah. That's a terrible second part of that.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. We'll stop it before.
You know that Tom Ford?
Say it again.
Tom Ford?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the man that made the cars? He used to put hemp inside.
Jerry?
Wait. No, his name is Model T Ford.
Yo, Model T Ford. You know who I'm talking about, the dude that made
Henry,
the cars.
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Ford is the dude that make the cologne and
yeah,
the shoes
right?
and the dresses. Yeah. I want to meet Tom.
Okay.
Anyway, so Henry yeah. Ford.
You
want
to let that
Henry
happen?
Ford, she does not want to meet you. Dead no son chance. Of a bitch.
No chance.
They used
That's
to
his
make,
loss, babe.
They used to make like the bumpers and stuff in some part of the car out of hemp. You know, and we is hemp together.
Sure. Yeah.
That part.
George Washington's teeth, it's all everything's got everything's got hemp in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I've been drinking hemp milk.
Hemp milk?
Mm-hmm.
How's really? That work out for you?
It's good. Look, it's really good. Good. Delicious. It's delicious and good.
What is it? Is it like
it's from hemp seeds.
And they just blend it and it's milk?
It's blended hemp rope. Ice cubes.
Does it have some actual milk in it?
Or, it's from the
or
seed.
Or cheese or something?
No, the milk. The milk of the seed. Like almond milk is the milk of an almond seed.
But so, yeah, so it's milky?
Yeah,
okay.
It's milk, man.
Okay.
Almonds are the driest thing milk, you could
man.
Ever put in
but
your
but
mouth.
But you soak it in water.
Yeah, you do. Oh, I know yeah, how to make okay. almond milk.
This is
like
so
how
stupid.
You make
That's like somebody saying, like, here's, you know, tabletop milk. What you do is you take the tabletop and you put it in your bathtub for a night.
And then you milk it.
And then you get milk
You
out
blend
of
it.
It. You're just the table.
Oh, guess what, you guys? This topic is crazy. This is a crazy pot topic.
Hot topic.
Science top. Laboratories that test marijuana in Oregon. I like that, science laboratories. They say that the state's recreational cannabis supply undergoes more testing and is safer than any food product people buy.
Mm.
That's the headline. Weed, safer than food.
It is! It's not chemically processed.
Weed, better than air.
They're going hard, but I like it. I can get into it.
Weed replaces sleep.
Healthiest thing I want.
Healthier than kale.
Oh, man, that's crazy. So...
I like that.
All right, you're going to like this, too.
You know,
we're tearing through the pot topics today. You guys are great
pot
guests.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
no,
high.
No, I know. That's what I
oh,
mean.
I'm so high that I was like, oh, are we supposed to take longer?
No, it's usually hard. Usually when it's a bunch of comedians and they all get high, it's hard to get through pot topics.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
We get off track a lot.
We just breezed right through
There's
it.
A lot of jokes
Well,
in
we're
there.
Doing good. I'm just saying. I think it's a good pace. I think people like a fast-paced weed show.
They want to hear it, yeah.
This shit is probably slow as hell.
Right now, people are going, fucking hit that fruit stripe already.
Yeah. I got way so higher than I thought I would with this guy.
This is cool. Is that plastic or rubber? What the fuck
Looks
is
like
it's
clay.
Rubber. It's really, it's kind of
oh,
trippy,
yeah.
The material it's made out of, but... You give it a shot.
If you dropped it, it wouldn't break.
Oh, was
I'm
I not
still blowing
to?
Out. No, I love it.
I thought you was passing.
I love it.
Puff, puff.
I was more or less giving you a feel for it.
I'm gonna
and say and try it if you like.
That's got quite a mouth hole on it, and it's rubber.
It feels like a dildo.
This is good. You feels know how many like, bongs
is that your go-to thing that you smoke out of?
Feel like dildos. Like, I'm tired of my bong not feeling like a dildo.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, they're just safe, you know? You can knock them over.
I'll try it.
Not like a dildo.
I feel like...
Like, that's why dildos aren't made
Jennifer
of glass.
Jennifer Connelly. I'm being forced to do this.
Oh, you fucking step on one in the bedroom?
Oh my gosh.
Is there water in there?
We put water in it, right?
Dadgummit.
It hit our knee. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a little carb in the back. There's a little hole.
Oh,
it's
I
It's like a little mystery carb that I always forget to hit until I start hitting it and it's not working.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And wait, is that...
It out.
Yeah, you could do that.
No, I don't like it. No, I like the fact that it won't break.
That's right.
Ingenious. It just feels like you're putting your mouth on a rubber anus. Or...
Well, here, also, the other perk of this thing, if you
take it out?
Like perks of things.
You could put your dick in
it? No, it comes with...
Yeah, it looks like
it comes
like
with a piece. I lost the... We don't have the piece that it came with, but... Oh, here it is.
It does look like
fucking
a sleeve to a fleshlight.
It comes with a piece that closes that up like that. So you got remaining half a bowl you want to save, mm-hmm. or maybe it's just kind of ashy and you don't have a chance to, you know, clean it out. Just cover that shit up.
Mm. Nice.
I would love to have it as like a travel bong.
Man, I got to have Todd Glassbeck on and do an infomercial.
Oh,
for
a
all
suction
the things.
Cup.
Oh my God, that's the other thing. Is it suction cups to the fucking table?
Well, wow.
So it really can't fall over.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. Get a suction
Get a
cup
suction
for the
cup
Lebowski.
For all of these.
The Lebowski needs a
we
suction cup.
We need the little
cup.
Ones.
Have you seen these guys?
Oh, man.
Oh, check it out. Do you have one for each hand?
And
just tell me what
I'll
you think of
over
them.
Here when you're done with this.
Do you smoke out of them?
Tell me a little bit about them. No, they're lighters. They're broken. But how do they feel to you?
They're heavy.
Oh, here we go. You did it right away.
Nice job.
You really got to it. Saved a lot of people a lot of grief and despair.
Never get used to it.
Wait, how does this work?
Well, when he's not broken.
No. You're ruining it now.
These guys are more fucked up than the apes in the movie Congo. Are there gorillas?
Amy, no. Mother.
I'm. That
Those
was,
are gorillas.
That was incorrect. Yes, I apologize. But yeah, it's supposed to make a lighter go off out of the top of his head, which is also not great.
Yeah.
To have something that looks like a child's toy. And you just
looks like a Curious George.
Yeah,
like,
it looks exactly like
he just
like
twists
cows.
His arm, and then suddenly there's a hot flame coming out of the top of his head.
You know, I bet you, never mind.
It's not
you
even like clicking.
I just had a conspiracy.
I'm going to get Clyde one of these for Christmas.
Right.
That's his. That's his 18-year-old.
18-year-old. Yeah, it's grown up fast.
Are we smoking enough?
Yeah, let's keep smoking.
I'm pretty high.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I stopped.
I'm gonna get another pot topic in. I put together this show where everybody just gets high and you just want to relax and there's all these fucking noises all the time. It is so counterintuitive.
I'm relaxed.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
In a study published online in the journal Substance Use and Misuse, which just sounds like one of the most awesome journals ever, Columbia University in New York surveyed marijuana habits of a national sampling of 1,300 adolescents between the years 2013 and 2015. And they assessed whether respondents from states with legal cannabis policies were more likely to acknowledge having consumed cannabis compared to those residing in jurisdictions where it's illegal. Like, do you lie about it in places where it's illegal and say you don't smoke? I think a lot of people do.
Yeah. Of course.
I thought there'd be some numbers at the end of this. I was going to bust out a quiz and have you all guess. But it just says the studies failed to show a relationship between adolescents' use of marijuana and laws regarding marijuana use. Because it's like people like to say, oh, it's the thrill of doing something illegal. No, it's the fucking thrill of getting high.
Yeah.
That somebody would say that if they've never tried it.
Yeah, like,
oh, that the thrill must be that it's illegal.
I'm stealing cable.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many illegal things you can do that are so much more thrilling.
That part.
You know what I mean? Like, it's more exciting to run out on a check than it is to, you know,
Whoa,
smoke a joint.
Come on.
What?
The hard men, working men and women of the service industry.
Oh, I was just joking.
Me too. Gotcha.
Oh, so you do it.
What?
You run out of checks.
No, I think it's...
I leave a big tip when I do.
I think it's...
I leave a tip. It's just get up and walk.
I think it's
I
really
don't feel
rude.
Guilty about it because I leave a really good tip. I leave 20% of what I didn't pay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so zero of zeros. Great.
I slip it to the waitress the last time they come around.
What, in her
apron?
I say,
I like to pre-tip.
Where do you put it inside of her bra?
No, that would be... I'd get all sorts
You'd be
of
one
trouble.
Of those guys?
I can't
come here,
that.
Sweetheart.
I can't do that.
You fold it up into a nice little stuff it
I
right
just hand
there.
It to her. I wouldn't even want to try to get a handshake or a hug out of it. I would just hand it to her. But, you know, maybe I'd have to carry around some envelopes. But
yeah.
But it would be 20%, and I'd run out of there, and I'd just count on them to not turn me in.
Yeah.
Because also I'm doing this from the point of view of where she could possibly say, oh, it's that guy that smokes pot.
Yeah, he
you know
forgot.
I mean, she could ID me.
Oh, yeah, that too. You can't you just, like, blame it away on you smoking pot all the time?
Huh?
You give her the pre-tip, and then if you go back to that restaurant, she'll be like, hey,
I'm the guy
bill
that gets high
like,
all the time.
Hey, what are you talking about?
If I skip out on a check, I'm pretty good about not going back to that place. You just write Norms on La Cienega.
Oh, Norms deserves it.
I skipped out on a check accidentally with a buddy of mine, and we were driving home.
Here we go.
And we drove far enough home that we said, let's just eat there again tomorrow and just say that we forgot to pay the second we walk in.
And you were going to...
Let's just turn ourselves in.
Yeah. Did you do it?
We did it, yeah, and it worked out fine.
You paid the second time,
or maybe it was different people working that day, so we didn't say anything.
You didn't pay twice.
We made sure to settle it.
If you are a waitress that's been stiffed by Doug Benson, feel
sorry.
Free to...
Or we never sit. Ate there again. It doesn't exist anymore, so I might have gotten away with that one.
It probably doesn't exist
Could
anymore.
Could the former owners say,
out.
Hey, that was part of our...
They're still
That's
on
when we went out of
you.
Business.
How
that
much
kid
stolen food
told all
eat?
Of his friends it's an easy place to...
10 years ago, it was him.
When I was a kid,
fries.
A lot of nerdy kids like me were into D&D, you know?
Yeah, I was.
You were?
Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah, I was into Dine & Dash.
Oh, man.
I was into that.
You were into both.
Not Dungeons & Dragons. I don't even know what that... Oh, I know what that is. Yeah, I like that.
Deep.
Yeah. That's fun.
Got him.
And we used to be playing on nutrition. Dungeons and Dragons, you go to the science teacher room, and then it'd be like about six white boys all looking lonely. Looking like they need a friend. Oh. In there playing Dungeons and Dragons, I'd be trying to smile and stuff like, yeah, I'm going to make him my husband.
Just not yet. Not for 20 years.
I kept fucking up, though. But again, I kept talking shit. I couldn't handle it.
Well, hashtag heavy monkey. We'll be right back.
This all started because a group of friends gave me far too much confidence, so.
That's amazing. I had just like saying like, you're the best, you're so hilarious,
funny,
Beth, you're
so funny. I lived with like seven other girls my junior year in a house called Tequila Mockingbird, because you name all the houses at Miami
After
University.
After booze, duh.
And I would just like, I'd come home and then I'd stand in the living room and essentially like, regale them with my day, and they'd be like, ah, you're so funny. And so they're like, you should do stand-ups. Like, just enough people told me that by the time senior year rolled around, I was like, you know what? I'll crash this open mic at this bar called Balcony. And 50 of my closest friends came out and just made me think that I was way better at stand-up comedy than I was.
This is the best.
That's a great
So many people are like, stand-up's hard. First couple times you're going to bomb. I'm like, I killed a star. it wasn't until my first paid gig that I was like, oh, wow, this is reality, huh? I feel bad taking your money.
That That was our, you know, we got played back in by Steven Peters is the name of that guy. You can find him on social media at Steven_Peters. Steven with a V. The reviews are in. Chasm called it hot.
Super fresh jam.
Super fresh jam.
I liked it.
Tiffany said, I think, awesome, maybe?
I think it's pretty interesting.
Interesting. Pretty interesting.
I guess she got two out of the three.
Pretty interesting.
I think she said she could make a song. That's what
that was the rock show last night. Was it fun? It was pretty interesting.
I think
it was somewhat captivating.
No, I'm like, if he can make a song, I can make a song.
Well, that's what you were saying while he was singing his song. You said, hey, can I make a song?
So it was so bad. That was your review. You want to make one just because you know it would be better.
You make a song, we're playing it. It just has to be like 15 seconds coming back in from commercial, and it has to be something about the show. Maybe just, you know, could just be the title. You know,
can
just
you
a fast little
a
thing.
Dug with high, getting dug with high.
Something like that.
Getting dug with high.
On UPN, Tuesdays at 10.
I like it.
All right, now since we play that, there's all that talking through. So we gotta get it clean.
Oh, we gotta get it clean.
So don't forget, oh, she's got another one already.
Getting dug, we high. Yep, not just me, like
Tiffany.
Performing
at Magoobies.
Yeah, Magoobies.
Love that name. One of my favorite names. Baltimore, November 10th through 12th. Say hello to Avon Barksdale for me.
Who is that?
It's a guy from The Wire. The Carmichael Show, season 3, in 2017.
Yeah!
How chill is that guy, Drug Carmichael? Is he the best?
I bet he's so chill.
He's so dope. Yeah. He's so chill.
I'm so jealous of the fun you guys must have.
We have such a good time.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I figured.
I'd love to eat okra with him.
You get to work with David Allen Greer, too. He's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dang.
I did Tiffany's guest plugs and then just shifted to the next card. Like, these guys don't matter. This is Tiffany's world.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I'll do yours. Here, I'll do yours as payback after you watch a magic trick.
Ooh.
Guess what? It's not just going to be me.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Hey, Gabe.
How's it going?
Great
to see you.
Do you mind?
Yes, I am here.
Pick a card, any card.
Okay, you want me to pick a card, any card? Okay, this one.
Okay, memorize it, show it to these guys, show it to that camera right there.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay, place it back right here.
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna cut it back into the deck.
You guys are wearing the same thing.
Are we really?
You did.
Is this the same color?
Oh, nice. We have the same color pop.
That was my trick.
All right,
I'll give it a couple cuts. Now, I actually have a picture of Doug right here.
Oh, wow. That's a great picture of you. You look so handsome.
That's embarrassing.
Nice.
Yay. Right, check this out. Let's see if I can do this. Watch.
Oh, no. What are you doing on my picture?
Make it. Whoa.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Into the card.
That was great. I know how he did it too.
How? Yeah. How did he do it?
Because that's because you grew up on the street.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, it's not the best.
I grew up on the streets all the time.
Come on, let's do one card, Monty. Where's the card?
He's got it.
All right.
That was it. I got distracted by his clothes.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, Gabe's going to be wearing that shirt, maybe another shirt.
It's incredible.
Likes shirts. He's going to be wearing one at the Honey Farm at LAPCG. What's that stand for?
Los Angeles Patients and Caregivers.
This Friday from 3 to 7. Go say hello.
So is that like a farm that like makes honey? Is there going to be bees there?
There might be bees there, but it's a vape company.
Honey Farm is delicious, delicious vapor.
It's a vapor? Vapor weed? So do they get the, oh my gosh!
What?
Is it honey?
What did he get?
Is honey in the vapor?
No, there's no honey in it.
Oh, it's just weed?
Just for branding purposes. So I wouldn't worry about it.
It's no honey.
Does it taste
it's
like
not honey weed?
When that would be good.
Would be so
you want to try some of this?
Okay, put that on the
list.
Don't
eat that cereal.
Honey
that would
flavor.
Be a good cereal.
Got it.
Yeah.
Honey weed.
Yeah, my breath stink. What is this for your breath? This is more weed?
I wish it had been. What is this for your breath?
Jumbo. Yeah.
That's what it's like.
It is. Yeah. It is okay for your breath, I guess. It's a little minty, but it's
take a spritzer.
It's what they call a CBGB.
A CBGB.
It gives you the CBGBs. You become like a nightclub that gets crazy and then closes down.
Yeah. Is it a different kind of high
not
to that?
The same time anymore. Times change. Ahmed Barucha.
Yes.
Debut album, Almond Badoody.
Almond Badoody.
Oh man, people are gonna love typing that.
Badoody.
Almond Badoody is available from Comedy Central Records. And you can go to cc.com/buybadoody.
Oh man.
You're gonna get a Grammy. You're gonna win a Grammy.
It's worth it.
There's just so many ways to spell Badoody.
He's gonna get a Grammy.
What
man.
If they get fancy and throw in you know, an H like your name?
Hopefully it still gets there. I don't
yeah,
know.
Right? And you're on an Adult Swim program called Dream Corp LLC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nicky Rutherford. Show.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like half live boy. Action, real half rotoscope. It's cool. Thanks they like for, paint over people.
Thanks. That sounds awesome. I'd like to be painted over.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. This is great weed.
You had a good
really
time
got,
with it?
Got really high.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get some more comments from you in the post show that we call Gabe Time. Okay. And Kasim G, we actually looked it up. His 43rd appearance on the show.
I don't think so.
I think he should be caught in a smoke.
You were sitting here the whole time, and I said, we actually looked it up.
I was like, nobody did the research. I know that.
You've been on this show 43 times?
No.
Yep, 43 times.
Wow. He should be in a Smoke Yours crew. That means never he'll get never tired of his own weed.
No,
smoke
we don't.
Yours.
He's a great, he's a great anvil. No, that's not right.
This
Anchor.
Is great.
Yeah, he's a big, heavy weight.
Yeah.
No, he's great to have.
Well, thanks for having me. Having me back.
Always a pleasure.
No, I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I think people still need to know your diet secrets.
My what?
Yeah, you guys are all in good shape. You should all tell
no,
people
not how me.
To my be diet.
In good shape. Well, I try to drink my weight in water. So for every pound I weigh, I drink an ounce of water, and I eat grapes on Halloween.
Yeah.
That is a great diet.
All right. It's a lot of water.
Bust out the grapes once a year. You can go to Kasim's YouTube channel just by going to youtube.com.
On YouTube.
Kasim G. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were disputing it.
No,
you need to go to YouTube, like I said.
No, no, I was agreeing with your other sentence.
Anyway, it's on WhoTube.
Correct.
And
Kasim K.
You boobs should check it out. And
great stuff.
I'm sad to say, this sounds like a much bigger announcement is coming. We don't know when the next show is going to be, so you just have to check in.
Yeah.
Check in with the website, and I just moved my mouth around, so we'll dub in me saying right there whatever the next show date's going to be.
And get out there and vote if it's not.
We'll also put up a thingy. Yeah, it might not be before Election Day, so get out and vote. If it's right after Election Day, we'll certainly have lots of stuff to talk about.
Well, can I come back?
Of course you can come back whenever you want. Oh, Magoobies.
So you bring grapes for everyone.
Damn you, Magoobies! It's a weird word to say in anger. Thank you again to Tiffany Haddish and Ahmed Barucha and Kasim G.
Thank you. Thanks.
Gabe the Magician. Join us in a day or two in Game Time, and we'll see you next whenever.